Before we engage our enemy in battle, the Torah gives us chizik. The pasuk says, "Ki seitzei lemechama levecha." When you go out to war against your enemies, ve'isasus ve'rechev, and you see horse and chariot, am rav memcha, a mighty army, more numerous than you, lo yisir mehem. You should not be afraid of them. Ki Hashem imach. Hashem is with you. He has your back. Then the pasuk continues, Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, the God who freed you from Mitzrayim. Question is, why is it necessary for the Torah to add the words Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim? Why is that message relevant to prepare for war? So I'd like to share with you a powerful idea from the Chafetz Chaim. Every morning as we enter the Beis Medrash, the Daven Shacharis, we say, V'ani b'rav chazdecha obey b'secha. It is with much kindness from Hashem that I merit to enter your house. But the question is, why are we praising Hashem? We took the time and effort to come to Daven. Think about it. We just ripped ourselves out of our warm, comfortable bed. We battled the traffic. We had to find a parking spot. We expended tremendous effort just to get here. So why should we give praise? Hashem should give us a big thank you just for coming. He owes us, so to speak. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if we really think and contemplate how many miracles Hashem performed for us just to get to this point, just the ability to enter the Beis Medrash, the fact that we woke up this morning, we had the strength and the energy to get out of bed, we had the cognitive ability to walk, to think, to take care of our bodily needs, and all of our organs and limbs are functioning properly. Our trillions of cells and joints and arteries are all in proper alignment and working in harmony. That's an infinite amount of miracles. So that's why when we finally walk into shul, we exclaim emphatically, "V'ani b'rav chazdecha avei b'secha." Hashem, it's only because of your abundance of kindness that I have the ability to enter your house to express my gratitude to you. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Koyis ishis esa v'shem Hashem ekra." Koyis ishis esa, just the fact that I have the power and the physical ability to raise this glass, v'shem Hashem ekra, I must praise you and extol your virtues. David understood that all the things that we take for granted and what we perceive as nature, like our health and our mental and physical condition, are all divine miracles. And now perhaps you understand why the pasuk added the words Hama'alcham Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, you're going out to war and you're afraid. Who do you think got you to this point? Hashem says, I was the one who inflicted 10 plagues on the Egyptians to free you from Mitzrayim. When they came chasing after you and you were trapped, and the raging sea was facing you, I split the Yamsa for you. I sustained you in the desert for 40 years. I'm capable. I have a great track record. You can rely on me. So ki seitzei lemechama, when you're out on the battlefield and you're feeling fear and trepidation, remember, Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Think about your journey from Mitzrayim until now, and that will quell all of your fears. There's a pasuk in Megillas Rus, Ani melei halachti v'reikem ha'shivani Hashem. Naomi, after she lost everything, she lost her husband and her two sons and her wealth, she said, Ani melei halachti. Naomi lamented, I went away from Eretz Yisrael full. V'reikem ha'shivani Hashem. And Hashem has brought me back empty. I once heard a beautiful interpretation on this pasuk. Ani melei halachti. When everything is melei, when the bank account is melei, when we are experiencing an overflow of blessings, when everything is going well, then it's Ani. Ani Malaya. I did it. I filled up the bank account. My wisdom, my skills, my business acumen bought me this beautiful house and this fancy car. However, V'reikim HaShivani Hashem. However, when it's V'reikim HaShivani, when things are empty, then it's Hashem. When there's adversity, when things are not going well, then we start questioning the ways of Hashem. God, why me? Why do I deserve this? When things are going well, we think this is how it's supposed to be. We take it for granted that there are trillions and trillions of cells in our body, and each one knows what to do based on the instructions of the DNA within the nucleus of each cell. We take for granted that the ecosystem is entirely balanced, enabling life to continue seamlessly. But when a person's body is not functioning properly, when we feel pain, when we experience hardship, we ask lots of questions. It's in those difficult moments where we have to remember Hama'alcha me'eretz Mitzrayim is the same God that got us to this point. He took us out of Egypt, and He constantly takes us out of our personal Mitzrayim, our personal Meitzah, and He will do it for us again. Adheinu azeruna rachmecha. He carried us until now. And He will not abandon us now. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.